Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is talking about Mark Carney's recent visit to the Republic of Ireland. So he's the Prime Minister of Canada, been in charge of the second largest country in the world by territory for a couple of years now. So Mr. Carney was born in Canada to parents of Irish extraction. I think his grandparents shifted from Ireland when we're all part of the United Kingdom to Canada in the early 20th century. Mr. Carney, he went to Harvard, then Oxford University, worked at the Bank of England for many years, became a British citizen, returned to his homeland and went into politics in the Liberal Party, rescued them when they looked like they were staring defeat in the face, led them to electoral victory. He's Prime Minister now. And the renunciation of his Irish citizenship, British citizenship, was to show undivided loyalty to Canada. So yeah, and he warmly received His Gracious Majesty the King of Canada when Charles III went there last year to affirm that Canada is not part of the United States. So Carney's a typically Irish surname. One doesn't need to be typically Irish. Atypicality is just as acceptable. But notably, the chap who wrote the soldier song, our anthem, Paddy Carney, had the same surname, but it's sometimes spelled K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Unfortunately, a sort of anglophobic pro-terrorist bile about the Saxon foe. So it's not good to have an anthem which is demonizing our neighbors, our kith and kin. And most of us in Irish have at least a little bit of English blood in our veins. So do they. And equating English with Saxon, I mean, the English are a bit Anglo-Saxon and all the rest of it. And let's not be beastly to the Germans either. That's what Saxony is. So anyway, the Prime Minister of Canada was very warmly received in Southern Ireland, and he didn't go to Northern Ireland. So he was there the 13th to the 14th of June. It was an official visit, not a state visit, since he's not the head of state. Obviously, the head of state of Canada is Charles III. Now, there's the Governor General who represents him. Right. So Mr. Carney met with his Irish analogue, Micheál Martin, an absolute monster, absolutely low-down, lying scumbag. Unfortunately, a Cork man. Met him in Ballet Aclea, and there was an official dinner at Dublin Castle. So, yeah, they talked about the amity between Ireland and Canada, about boosting investment, about commerce, this talk about would Canada one day join the European Union and so forth, about cooperation security issues. And my God, in Ireland, we need it because, you know, our armed forces are, you know, no more better armed than a police force, really. No disrespect to the women and the men themselves. They just don't have the assets or indeed the numbers. Okay, about research, innovation, education and so forth. So there have always been, cordial liens between Canada and the Irish Republic or our previous iterations like the Irish Free State. Okay, so that's it. Now, we're going to have the presidency of the Council of the European Union. It rotates between the 27 member states. Can we push forward this agenda? He visited Trinity College Dublin, our premier university, arguing for greater collaboration and so forth, especially in straitened economic and, well, geopolitical situation. So he went to Mayo, where I think his grandparents had left just over a century ago. Och Gawa. So this village nobody has ever heard of. He heard mass. Now, it's sickening that someone like him who should go to mass when he rejects really the cardinal principle of the Catholic Church. So he's advocated for the cruelest possible form of sexual violence against children. So he's evil, like almost all world leaders. There we go. You know, beneath that calm and sometimes affable exterior beats the heart of a psychopath who'll do anything to, you know, advance his career, including murdering little children in huge numbers. So there we go. What a sick monster he is. Visited the graves of his great grandparents, planted a tree, and he was en route to the G7 summit at Evian-les-Bains in France. And he can speak good French, because Canada is one of the seven biggest developed economies in the world. So that was it. Despite what an evil person he is, obviously, I think it's great that we in the Republic of Ireland have such a friendly relationship with Canada. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.